摸他也没有名字，也是许多圣徒所喜爱的名字。
Timothy is also a name that is being respected by men.
这一个你要从许多青年，从弟兄姊妹们他们孩子的名字身上就可以知道。
From the names of our many of our children, we will notice that name is very much loved.
他们命叫他的儿子名字叫提摩太。
They like to name their sons Timothy.
这是一个很好的名字。
And this is a very beautiful name.
与这个名字受到神所尊重的。
And this is a name that is respected by God.
这也是尊重神的人。
And a person who respects God.
今天早上我们所以选择讲提摩太的原因有底下几个原因。
The reason that we have selected to speak on Timothy has many reasons behind it.
因为我们青年弟兄姊妹们、青少年弟兄姊妹们在这里。
Because our youth groups are here.
而提摩太是从年轻就跟随主的。
And Timothy is one who followed the Lord while he was very young.
当他跟随主跟保罗一同侍奉之后第四奉的时候
When he followed Jesus and followed Paul in his worship
一直到他老年的时候
Until his old age
他都忠心于所托付他的
He was very loyal to everything that was requested of him
从希伯来书我们就可以看见提摩太甚至为主的缘故受监禁
And from the book of Hebrews we notice that he, finally Timothy was in prison
第二个原因我们要讲提摩太因为提摩太和保罗这个完全不同的典型。
Because Timothy and Paul have two different, very different personalities.
保罗的个性是非常刚强的。
Paul is a very strong person.
可以说是一个没有所惧怕的大丈夫。
He is not afraid of anything.
但是提摩太正好相反。
But Timothy is very opposite.
他的个性非常的软弱。
He's a very timid person.
非常胆怯。
And he's always scared of this and that.
而且遇到许多他不能解决的事情的时候，他就不知道怎么办。
And every time he meets with something that's difficult to solve, he did not know what to do.
保罗甚至在提摩太后书里面告诉我，他当七年级的眼泪。
And in 2 Timothy, Paul in his letters to Timothy says, I always think of your tears.
因为保罗知道提摩太侍奉中间有一件不能缺少的情形。
And Paul was quite aware that there are difficulties in.In Timothy's mission.
而提摩太不能面对这些问题的时候，就到主的面前。
And he did not know what to do, so he came to the presence of the Lord.
前这些日子，我们一直想到保罗的侍奉。
And we have been speaking of Paul's mission.
我们需要认识保罗的为人。
We need to understand Paul's personality.
但是另外一面，我们也怕弟兄姊妹不知道。
But on the other hand, we do not want you not to know.
以为所有侍奉主人都像保罗一样。
That everyone who serves the Lord is like Paul.
所以我们看见有些侍奉主的人，他们不像保罗的时候。
And every time we see someone that's different from Paul.
或者我们心里会起疑惑，到底这个人是不是主的仆人
？And we would start to suspect whether this person is really a follower of the Lord.
但是提摩太的榜样叫我们知道，神能用各样的人。
But Timothy is a good example for us to know that there are all kinds of people who serve the Lord.
你知道提摩太的个性非常的软弱。
We know that Timothy is very timid.
当他遇见难处的时候，他就常常到主的面前，并且藏在心里面。
And every time he encounters difficulties, he would come to the presence of the Lord and also hide everything in himself.
而保罗在书信里面说到提摩太的情形。
And Paul in his epistles describes the situation of Timothy.
有一句话他忽然加进去，他说：“你的胃口不轻啊，他说可以少用点酒，不要大量用水。”
And in one statement, he says, "You do not have to drink water. You might start drinking a little bit of wine."
所以我们知道提摩太有胃病。
And we know that he must have stomach problems.
那么弟兄姊妹知道为什么会有胃病
？And you know why people have ulcers?
因为他心里忧郁。
Because there is a lot of tension in him.
第三个原因我们要讲到提摩太的原因。
And the third reason we like to talk about Timothy is.
因为保罗的教导对于提摩太的教导。
All the teachings of Paul for Timothy
成为你们教会所最需要的教导
are all the teachings that we need today in our churches.
提摩太前后书里面有关于许多真理上的教导
The first and second Timothy has many basics about the faith.
而提摩太在所有侍奉中间他所遇见的难处
and all the problems that Timothy has encountered.
保罗也记得这些真理教他怎样持守。
And Paul instructs him how he should persevere himself.
所以保罗的教训已经成为每一个侍奉主的人所需要知道的教训。
So all the teachings that Paul had in the epistles are really good for us. us today.
而保罗所有关于提摩太的教导也为了全教会的教导。
And all those teachings read for the good of the whole church.
这一个真理的教导是在所有圣经里面最特殊的。
And these fundamental things are really basics in our church.
在提摩太前书里面14次提到真道。
In the first Timothy, Paul has brought up the faith. He has brought up the faith 14 times.
我们要看一看使徒行传16章, 好叫我们明白提摩太他的为人。
Let's turn to Acts 16, and we will be able to understand.
我们读第一节和第二节, 使徒行传第16章第1节和第2节。
Acts 16, the first and second verses.
我们一同来读, 保罗来到特比，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒，名叫提摩太。 信主是犹太妇人的儿子，他父亲却是希利尼人。我们再读提摩太后书第1章。
Now we'll go to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前后书是保罗写信给提摩太。
And this is epistle to Timothy by Paul.
提摩太后书第1章第5节和第6节。
The first and the fifth and sixth verses.
想到你心里无悔之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你恩赐，在如火浇旺起来。因为神赐给我们的，不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱仁厚的心。 所以我们就知道，提摩太信心的根源是从他的母亲和他的外祖母来的。Here
we know the basis for the faith in Timothy came from his grandmother and mother.
这两个妇人是犹太的妇人。And
these two people are Jewish people.
保罗就说，这个犹太人所有的信仰是他们祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的。And
Paul here says, you know, the faith came from the ancestors of the Jewish people.
保罗说，我是继续我们祖先用清洁的良心来侍奉神。
And here he says, you know, we have to follow what our ancestors have given us.
然后保罗在这里又说到提摩太的情形，他的心常常胆怯。
And here also he has told us that he is a very timid person.
但是神所赐给我们的是刚强、仁爱和谨守的灵。
But God has given us a spirit of power and love and self-control.
我们在读提摩太后书第11节到14节。 第1章。
Now let's turn to 2 Timothy 1 verses 11 to 14.
我为着福音奉派传道的，做使徒，做师傅，为这缘故，我也受了点苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。 你从我听见的纯正话语归我，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前我教导你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。所以从这里我们就知道，
From this passage we know that
保罗和提摩太中间的关系，
The relationship between Paul and Timothy.
保罗所带领出来的这个年轻人提摩太，
He has really discipled him.
而提摩太一路跟随保罗的侍奉，
And Timothy has followed the mission of Paul.
到后来，当保罗到晚年的时候，就把这个真理的道托付给提摩太。
And finally, in his old age, Paul has entrusted this faith to Timothy.
保罗说他自己为了这个真道的缘故，
And Paul says, because of this faith,
他蒙召，他从神所做的托付。
He has been called, and he has been given this, entrusted this mission.
他奉派来做传道的，来做使徒，来做师傅。
He has become a disciple, and become a missionary, and become a teacher.
而这一目的呢，就要叫万人都信服真道。
And the purpose is to bring many people to the Lord.
同样的话，我们在提摩太前书第2章看见。
In the first Timothy, we also see these words.
我们第2章第4节和第4节到第7节。
Chapter 2, verses
当一个人他丢弃良心感觉的时候，就没有一件事情他是不能说的。
If a person
他能不能说不能做的。
And there's nothing that he will not do.
而第三件为真理打仗的时候，神所要我们守住的是在基督耶稣里面的爱。
And the third thing that he wants us to be very careful and just hold on to is our love in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这些最基本的话是神儿女在属灵生命上面最需要学习的点。
And these three things are both each of us as a Christian must learn.
在每一个环境中间，我们要去证明说我们的信心。
In any kind of environment, we must tell ourselves that we must trust in the Lord.
在这个信心的原则里面，我们看见神的恩典降临在我们中间。
And within the space, we see all the blessings that God has to give to us.
在信心的原则里面，我们看见神的工作。
In the fundamental faith, we see the work of the Lord.
在信心的原则里面，我们可以看见神的祝福。
In the fundamental faith, we also see the blessing that has come.
因为圣经告诉我们。人若没有信，就不能到神的面前来。
Because the Bible tells us, without faith, we cannot come to the presence of God.
而这个信心不仅是我们和神当中联合的原因。
This faith is not only our only linkage between us and God.
也是叫我们属于生命长进的原因。
And also is the one way, only way that will give us spiritual growth.
而良心的缘故是叫我们能侍奉。
And blameless conscience is when we serve the Lord.
当我们不仅从主耶稣得了生命，我们乃是要把所有生命见证出来。
And we not only receive the light from God, but we also want to give testimony to this life.
一个人良心的感觉是神放在我们里面代表神的。
Our conscious feeling is what God has placed in us, so that there will be a representative of God in us.
良心的感觉说到神的同在。
Conscience gives us the knowledge of the presence of God in us.
弟兄姊妹们，有一件很稀奇的事情，而且也是非常普遍的事情。
There's an amazing thing, and which is also universal.
就是无论什么人，他都有良心的感觉。
No matter who he is, he has a feeling of conscience.
因为神造人之后，良心成了人的保护。
When God made man, he placed conscience in us so that the conscience will protect us.
一个人可以知道是非善恶，是因为良心的缘故。
We'll know good from bad.We have conscience in us.
而良心的功用在事前防备我们做错任何的事情。
And the duty of conscience is to tell us, to remind us whether we're going wrong.
而良心的功用是在我们犯罪之后指责我们。
And conscience also reminds us when we go wrong and we sin.
弟兄姊妹们，神所设立的律法乃是因为我们良心的缘故能够叫我们遵守。
God has established law so that our conscience will help us to keep it.
弟兄姊妹们，当人犯罪之后，他良心的感觉就慢慢的失散。
But brothers and sisters, when we sin, our consciousness has been lost.
所以，当我们得救之后，良心供应的恢复是我们蒙拯救第一个点。
And after we have repented, the consciousness is slowly come back to life again.
而弟兄姊妹们，因着主耶稣宝血洁净的缘故，我们能够因着这个良心来侍奉神。
Because of cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can use our conscience to serve the Lord.
所以保罗常常对人见证说，在神在人面前，我存了无愧的良心。
And that's why Paul always tells people that I have a blameless conscience before God.
他说我凭着这个侍奉，直到今日。
And I have followed this until today.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有些时候。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes.
我们常常忽略良心的感觉。
We neglect the voice of conscience.
我们以为人所不知道的事情，我们也没有关系。
We often feel that if people don't know what's going on, we do not need to be reminded of it.
在弟兄姊妹们，从提摩太前后书里面，我们就看见。
But from the book of Timothy 1 and 2, we know that.
他们离弃了良心的感觉，就说了许多不应该说的话。
They have left their conscious feeling and have done many things and said things that were not supposed to be said.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当保罗提醒提摩太的时候，叫提摩太必须守住良心的感觉。
So here Paul reminds Timothy that be sure to follow the voice of conscience.
第三个点，我们刚才讲的，保罗告诉提摩太说，你要用在耶稣基督里的爱心、信心和爱心来守住神的话。
And then Paul tells Timothy, you must have followed faith and love to keep the words of God.
弟兄姊妹们，因为神告诉我们说，命令的总归就是爱。
And Paul here says the major commandment is love.
The goal of
commandment is love.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里，保罗和提摩太工作都是一样的。
Here he says the work of Timothy and Paul are the same.
他们教导人，他们劝勉人，他们带领神的儿女。
They teach people and they bring people to God.
他们所有真理的讲论，叫神的儿女在爱里面得以完全。
And they want to establish all those people who believe in God in love.
这个爱，就这个提摩太前书第一章里面就说。
And Timothy 1 tells us.
第五节，这个爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心和无伪的信心产生出来的。
And this has come from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith.
而保罗和提摩太所有的侍奉，为了叫神儿女在一个真实的情境里面彼此能相爱。
And Paul here is instructing Timothy. He wants him to know the reality of love within for each other.
对于那些传讲错误真理的人。
And to those people who have not brought the faith, the real faith to the people.
保罗告诉他们说，不要在这里和他们争辩。
And Paul says, do not argue with these people.
他说，你要在基督耶稣里的爱心守住所有的真理。
But you have to keep yourself in love and in faith.
弟兄姊妹们，当保罗把这些征战的原则告诉提摩太之后。
And after Paul has instructed Timothy of the fundamental things that he has to look for,
一个最要紧的事情，保罗告诉提摩太说，
the major thing finally Paul told Timothy was,
你要忠心，
you must be loyal.
保罗以自己做例子，
and he used himself as an example.
弟兄姊妹们，常常我们觉得神能够用保罗，是因为保罗有许多恩赐。
We often think the reason that God uses Paul is because he has many gifts.
或者我们因为保罗，所以神能够用他的缘故，因为他对真理有对旧约有很深刻的认识。
We often also feel that because Paul has a lot of knowledge of the Old Testament.
或者因为他有主耶稣的启示。
Or maybe because he has a lot of vision from God.
但弟兄姊妹们，这个侍奉主的人，当他最后晚年告诉他的跟随他的人的时候
，But Paul in his old age, he told this young man.
他告诉提摩太，所以他能够侍奉主的原因。
The reason that he can serve the Lord is because.
在提摩太前书第一章十二节里面就说。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1:12 says.
他说我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，基督耶稣。
And thank him who has given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord.
因他以我有忠心。
Because he judged me faithful.
派我服侍他。
By pointing me to his service.
所以弟兄姊妹们在这里我们就看见。
So here we see.
保罗没有以他自己的经历为可夸耀的。
He did not feel that he has been proud of his experience.
没有以他的认识为可夸耀的。
He was not proud because he knew the Lord.
没有以他的启示或者以他的知识为可夸耀的。
He did not believe in his intelligence or his vision.
他说，所以我们能够侍奉神。
And the reason he served the Lord.
因为神看见在我们里面有忠心这件事。
Because he was faithful.
然后弟兄姊妹们，因着这个缘故，保罗教导提摩太的侍奉。
And because of this, he taught Timothy to serve.
在提摩太后书第二章里面。
And Timothy 2 says.
第一节和第二节，他说。
In verses 1 and 2 he says.
他说，我儿呀，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You must be faithful.
第二章第一节。
My son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的。
And what you have heard from me before many witnesses.
也要交托那忠心能教导别人的。
And trust a faithful man who will be able to teach others.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当神把福音真理赐给我们的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when God gives us the knowledge of himself.
当我们把福音传扬出去的时候。
And when we speak his teach to other people.
一件最要紧的事情。
The most fundamental.
乃是忠心于主所给我们的。
That we must be faithful to what God has given to us.
不是因为我们有什么恩典，有什么恩赐。
Not because we're gifted.
不是因为我们有什么能力。
Not because we have intelligence.
不是因为我们有什么特别的见解。
Not because we are in any way strong.
所以弟兄姊妹们，因着这个缘故，我们刚才说过。
And because of this, we're saying.
神能够用保罗来传扬这个真理。
Paul can be given the responsibility to speak the word of God.
神也用提摩太来传讲这样真理。
And God also used Timothy to speak. spread his word.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就看见了保罗的工作中间，他把这个教师的职分也交托给了提摩太。
So we see among many things that Paul has given to Timothy is also being as a teacher.
我个人相信，在这里保罗说，我借着安拉所给你的恩赐。
I strongly believe that in here he says, because I'm laying through the laying of my hands.
是指的教师的恩赐。
And that is to be a teacher.
所以保罗一再对他说，你要忠教导，你忠心的教导人的。
And here emphasis is being placed by Paul on being faithful, finding those people who are faithful.
所以保罗一再在书信里面告诉他说。
And in the letters in Paul, he repeatedly says,
他说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念。
You must teach.
14.
He says, attend to the public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
他对于保罗对于他说，你要常常提醒神的儿女。
And he says you must remind, continue to remind the children of God.
保罗说，你看见我的榜样。
You see my example.
你也要把这件事情告诉神的儿女。
And you must also tell the other children of God.
因为弟兄姊妹们，当我们慢慢从圣经里面，从我们信心的根基里面慢慢往上去的时候
，As we read the scripture and we grow spiritually.
我们需要知道一件事情。
We must understand.
神儿女的长进，在侍奉的工作中间教导这件最要紧的事情。
The growth of every Christian is very important to the ways that he is being instructed.
神把信心赐给我们。
God has given us faith.
叫我们得救。
So that we can be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个不过是起点。
And this is only a beginning point.
而神的儿女生活上的教导。
And after they have accepted Christ, the teaching that is to follow,
真理上的教导
the teaching in faith,
生活上的教导
and the teaching in the way we should behave and live,
这一件事情就是神儿女长进的原因
and this is the real reason why there needs to be spiritual growth.
如果你看见保罗的侍奉，你就知道
when you see the way that Paul worships, you know,
他在他的安提阿有一年多的时间教导神的儿女。
He was in Antioch for more than a year teaching those people.
他在哥林多有一年六个月的时间教导。
In Corinth, he was more than a year.
他在以弗所有三年的教导。
In Ephesians, he was more than 3 years he was there.
而他后来告诉以弗所长老们，他说。
And then he told the elders of the church in Ephesians.
他说我在众人的面前，在家中，在你们个人家中都教导你们。
In your presence and in your homes and among you, I have always taught you.
弟兄姊妹们，这一教导主要就是在真理的方面教导。
And this teaching is what? Teaching a fundamental faith.
而弟兄姊妹们，一个神的儿女若是不完全认识他所相信是什么
，And if a child of God does not even know whom he believes in,
他就不能从他所信的里面得到最多的帮助。
And he will not be able to get strength and yet to know what to go for.
所以提摩太后书里面，我们就知道又看见。
So in 2 Timothy, we see again.
保罗就告诉提摩太说，我知道我所信的是谁。
He says, I know whom I believe in.
他说我也深信他能保全我所托付他的。
And I know that he will hold on to many things that I have trusted in him.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是为什么保罗一再提醒提摩太的原因。
And that is why Paul repeatedly reminds Timothy.
关于主耶稣的教导，关于真理的教导
，concerning the teaching of faith，
是神儿女可以长进的原因。
And that is how children of God can grow。
这也是提摩太从主耶稣所领受，从保罗所领受最重要一份知识。
And that is the most fundamental thing that Timothy has accepted from Paul。
那么弟兄姊妹们，许多时候这些在提摩太侍奉的时候
，We know that in the service of Timothy，
他因为真理的教导就引起了。
Because he taught faith, there has been a lot of contradictions.
所以保罗就告诉他说，你要按着正义分解真理的道。
And Paul here says you must
按着正义分解真理的提摩太第二章。
People do not really understand the words of God.
在那里我们看见有一个工匠，在基督的都看见一个工匠亚历山大。
We know that there was.
工匠二。
Among them, Hymenaeus and Alexander might have delivered to Satan.
而这些人第六节里面是说，第七节的。
In the chapter one, 1 Timothy chapter 1:7 says.
他说想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲做的和论定的。
Desire to be teachers of the law without understanding.
那么保罗对于提摩太就说，我们所讲的这些真道，为了信而明白的人所领受的。
Paul instructed Timothy that the words that we preach are for those who want to accept and believe in God.
提摩太前书第四章第三节，这信而明白真道的人，感谢领受这句话，这句话在提摩太前书第四章第三节。
In chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗告诉提摩太说：“你必须把主耶稣基督真理告诉神的儿女。”
And here Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, you must tell, instruct the truth, the fundamental truth in faith.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会所有的工，所有这侍奉组的人安排，长老也好，执事也好。
In all those positions, like the elders and the deacons in the church.
保罗说，这些人要固守真道的奥秘。
They have to keep to the mystery of the faith.
每一个侍奉组的人都需要认识神的真理是什么。
Everyone has to understand what is by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从这些教导里面，我们就知道。
From all these teachings, we know.
当初在使徒已经第一代、第二代，当然第三代信徒起来的时候。
Where there was first and second and third generation Christians.
那里所遇见的就不仅仅是。 一个表面让他得救的新鲜的情形。
It's not only a veneer of people who believe in God.
对真理的教导成为最重要一件事情。
And teaching of faith is the most fundamental.
因为有些人已经明明的从一些错误的那些习惯、环境或者偶像之中里面出来，到神的家中。
Because there are many people who are idol worshippers now have been converted and come to the presence of God.
但在这一个根基里面。
But in this foundation.
他说：“神的家里，神的家，教会真理的柱石。”
The faith is really the pillar of the church.
而在这样情境里面，神的儿女对于真理成为，或这样说，在这个情境里面，我们就看见。
In this situation, we can see that.
对于真理的认识是教会得以长进的原因。
To really understand what is faith is the reason that the church can grow.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所说的真理，
and the faith that we're talking about,
保罗和对提摩太传讲的，
and what Paul has instructed Timothy,
从主耶稣基督的身位开始，
from the ascension of Christ,
到所有圣经里这些生活上讲论，
and until what we can lead in our everyday life,
是我们所以能够生命长进的原因。
Is the reason that our spiritual that we can experience spiritual growth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这里侍奉往前的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as we worship and as we progress in our faith,
从提摩太情境我们就看见，
from the example that is given to us by Timothy, we can see that
真理的教导成为神儿女长进的原因。
The fundamental teaching of faith is the reason for spiritual growth.
今天我们在这里往前侍奉的时候，
and as we worship here today,
保罗对提摩太说，
Paul tells Timothy,
他说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念。
You must teach and proclaim.
教导神所给我们一切真理的模范。
And proclaim everything that God has given to us.
这一个真理的模范从提摩太祖先开始就能侍奉。
And this kind of worship is what is being followed by the ancestors of Timothy.
等到提摩太自己得到了真理，认识主耶稣的时候，
and when Timothy himself accepted the faith
他也跟随保罗往前侍奉。
And he has followed Paul in his footsteps.
他看见保罗在坚持真理的事情上面所遇见一切的征战。
And he has witnessed what all that fervent faith that Paul had and all the struggle that Paul had underwent.
而我们也看见，当他自己在侍奉的时候
，And when Timothy himself served,
遇见一切抵挡真理的事情。
He has encountered many difficulties.
保罗只嘱咐他。
And Paul has asked him to.
你要为真理打那美好的仗。
You must fight for faith.
他说：“你是一个属神的人。”
And you belong to God.
因为这个缘故，我们需要为真理持守。
And because of this, you must hold steadfast.
为了真理的缘故，主耶稣在比拉多面前殉道。
Because of faith, Jesus died in the hands of Pilate.
而保罗做到这件事情的时候。
And when Paul underwent the same kind of difficulty.
这一个神永远的工作和全能。
God's everlasting work and his everlasting strength.
经过一个时代一个时代的传递下来。
From generation to generation was passed on.
对保罗最后的提摩太说。
And finally Paul said to Timothy.
在提摩太后书第六章里面。
In 2 Timothy 6 says.
提摩太二十节提摩太呀、啊。六章二十节提摩太前书六前书六章二十节。
First Timothy 6.
提摩太呀，你要保守所托付你的所必侍奉的躯体。
Verse 20 says, O Timothy, God's word has been trusted to you.
和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
Avoid the godless chatter and contradictions.
有人已经有人自称有的学问，就偏离了真道。
Of what is falsely called knowledge.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当我们在逐渐成长。
Brothers and sisters, as we grow in Christ,
我们需要接受主耶稣的话作为我们的真理。
We must accept the words of God as our guideline.
因着我们里面的信心，守住遵守作为我们的真理。
We must hold steadfast to the faith.
因着我们里面良心，我们能够顺服神的真理。
Because of our conscience, we can follow what God has told us.
因着神给我们的爱，我们能坚守在真理上所有的学习。
Because of the love from God, we can hold steadfast to that faith.
并且这个真理显明在我们生活中间。
And this has been must be manifested in our lives.
显明在我们所有教会的生活中间。
And manifested in our service in the Lord.
显明在我们侍奉里面。
Manifested in the works that we do for Him.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
当我们往前去的时候。
As we go forward.
主帮助我们持守，叫我们的真道上面被建立。
God help us to hold steadfast so that we may be established in